Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. G-A-L-E-N, RichGalenMullings.com is his website where you can find his thrice-weekly cyber column. You got to know about what he's got going on, folks. And if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he says. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. So check that out at Mullings.com, and you can subscribe right there. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the debate that was had between President Obama and Governor Romney, the challenger. One of the things that I thought was interesting, Rich, is that for months now, the Democrats have done the best job I've ever seen in my life of characterizing Romney in a bad light, and doing it so successfully that I think the Democrats actually controlled the Republican convention to a large degree.
Yeah, that was what the entire strategy was for both sides. I mean, the strategy going into this thing was that the Romney side or the Republican side wanted this to be a referendum on Obama's capabilities as president,
right?
A referendum on the first 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Obama team couldn't. They knew they couldn't survive that. So they set out to destroy whoever the nominee was.
But the Obama folks did the best job of the two in doing that. But I think that was all completely reset last night. What do you think?
I think it was reset, at least temporarily. Again, I'm not declaring this thing over yet.
I'm not predicting the win. I'm just saying that I don't think that's a strategy that the Obama people will not be able to find as much footing on in the future. They'll have to go in another direction. So do you? Isn't it generally accepted that the first debate is the most important one, because even people who watch it are probably thinking, wow, this is like homework or something. And I mean, doesn't the number of people who watch drop exponentially?
Yeah, they drop off, yeah, that's exactly right. And you can't win them all unless you win the first one. But here's the, and I agree with everything you said, but let me add this, that one of the things that we have seen out of the Romney campaign is their remarkable inability to carry a message and stay with it for more than 5 hours in a row.
Or to parry. They're not good at parrying, are they?
No. Romney was very good last night, but as a team, they haven't been on message for 2 days in a row since before.
Well, if you remember, back in the summer, I asked you, Rich, right here on the show, I said, Rich, does he need a new campaign team? You said no.
Well, I think the campaign team is fine. It's the candidate. I mean, when it comes down to it, the candidates, I mean, in
he's not a good politician, but people said last night, I thought this was interesting. I wonder what you think. They said tonight the candidate was better than his campaign.
Well, tonight, last night, the candidate, look, the candidate is the campaign, is my point.
Yeah.
Whether it's a campaign or it's a business, you know that you can't, a plan that includes something that the boss won't do is not a plan. I mean, that just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and people and staff do that all the time in business and in politics. They come up with these great things that include something that the boss simply will not do, it's Romney, I think, because remember, I mean, Bain was controlled a ton of businesses and a ton of people, but it was a holding company, and Romney had a very few number, you know, very small staff around him, so the actual management of this stuff, he ran everything on a day by day basis,
right.
And I think he still does that in the campaign. So I still think the staff is very talented.
But they've
got to deal with the boss they got.
If this is starts to be a little bit of a trend, if the polling starts turning a little bit more in Romney's way, the mainstream media that's been really in the tank for Obama as bad as it's ever been. Well, they start saying, you know, maybe we need to start planning on another option, and maybe we should start trying to protect our own future here and start doing their job. Is that possible?
Well, I don't know they've been in the tank for Obama any more than they've been in the tank for any other, Democrat and liberal over the years. I mean, that's where they almost all come from.
No,
But I think the I think what they want more than anything is a horse race for the next 5 weeks.
I think you and I are probably agreeing that I think they will start asking questions that could, you know, now that they think that it could be a horse race, maybe they will start asking equal questions, equal times.
Oh, yeah, well, you may well be right. We'll see what happens. It's a little bit different when you're covering
sort of the way maybe some of the Democrat downliners will start distancing themselves from the president.
That is a very good point.
And the press may start doing the same thing. Watch for that, folks. Also, watch for desperate people do desperate things. Who knows what could happen the next 3 weeks. Rich, come back again real soon. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, my friend.
We'll see you next time. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget his website, Mullings.com. Got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.